From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has some unusually blunt words for the Iraqi forces who pulled back from the city of Ramadi in the face of militants from the self-styled Islamic State group.
They failed to fight. They withdrew from the site. And that says to me, and I think to most of us, that we have an issue with the will of the Iraqis to fight ISIL and defend themselves.
Carter was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union. Shiite militias, meanwhile, have launched a campaign to win back Ramadi. There's been a grim discovery today in Malaysia. As Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand, local media in Malaysia are reporting this, the discovery of mass graves that are feared to contain the bodies of hundreds of migrants from Bangladesh and Myanmar, formerly known as Burma.
The Malaysian newspaper Utusan reports more than 30 mass graves have been found in two spots just across the border from neighboring Thailand, where the bodies of several dozen migrants were discovered earlier this month, prompting a crackdown on traffickers that has left thousands of migrants abandoned on smugglers' boats in the Andaman Sea. Malaysia's Star newspaper says more than 100 bodies have been recovered so far in northern Malaysia since Friday. Last week, Malaysia and Indonesia said they would offer temporary shelter to those on board the boats, whose human cargo includes members of Myanmar's Muslim minority Rohingya fleeing persecution and economic migrants from neighboring Bangladesh. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Greece's interior minister says the economically troubled country does not have enough money to make a debt payment next month to the International Monetary Fund. Joanna Kakissis reports that such a move would bring the country closer to a messy default.
Greece has been shut out of bond markets since 2010, when it declared it was deeply in debt. To pay bills, it was forced to seek billions in international bailout loans from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. But those loans came with tough austerity measures that devastated the economy. A new leftist government refuses to accept more austerity. It's locked intense negotiations with its creditors, who will not release loans unless Greece accepts labor and pension reforms. The government has been raiding cash reserves to pay debts and bills, but that money has run out. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
Authorities in Cleveland now say some 71 people were arrested during overnight protests following this weekend's acquittal of a white police officer involved in the shooting deaths of two unarmed black suspects. Police Chief Calvin Williams said this morning that the protests were largely peaceful, but that some protesters crossed the line. Strong storms don't seem to want to leave Oklahoma and North Texas alone this spring. The region was hit by another round of storms last night. Those storms made many roads impassable around Oklahoma City. Authorities in the region say they've been conducting numerous rescues from floodwaters today. This is NPR News. There is an extra element of concern hanging over today's 99th running of the Indianapolis 500. As Quinn Kleinfelter reports from member station WDET, some cars have been flipping upside down during pre-race practice sessions, and no one can pinpoint the cause.
Cars have been fairly evenly matched in recent years at Indy, producing close racing. But this year, during practice, for no apparent reason, some Chevrolet cars have spun backwards and then flipped over. Driver Ed Carpenter walked away from one of those wrecks, but says it's still in the back of his mind.
It's been a little crazy month. There's been some unexpected things going on, but it's still the month of May, and the Indy 500 is the biggest race in the world, the most important race for us each and every year. So, you know, you just got to keep your eye on the prize.
Chevrolet has been far faster than its Honda competition so far at Indy, and the overwhelming majority of Chevy drivers will start at the front of the 33-car field. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
The first matches have been played at the French Open tennis tournament in Paris, including Roger Federer's. At 33 years old, Federer is among the players taking a shot at the men's singles title. Federer won the French in 2009 and says he's confident about his chances this time around.
I feel like I've had a great last 12 months. I've had a good beginning of the season, really. So I'm happy with my level of play, and that's where my focus lies. You know, I know there's a lot of good players out there.
Federer enters the tournament as the second seed in the men's draw behind Novak Djokovic. For the women, top seed Serena Williams will try to win her 20th Grand Slam singles title. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.